This is a prophetic night. The Lord had spoken to me twice. And at first, he didn't put it together. And about 5 minutes ago, he told me what he was saying. So tonight, you're going to have to really believe that song. Because the prophetic, I want to call it almost prophetic teaching I have to do tonight. But it's from two prophetic words that God gave me. Actually, I think it's about four words, but it's two times he spoke to me. And then he opened up to me what they meant. Because at first, I was asking questions. I said, well, what are you saying? And then he opened it up to me. Lord, we thank you and praise you for ministering to us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. May we see that Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. He gave me two words at first, and I thought they were personally for me because I was praying about some things that I want to open up in the spirit world. And so I want you to listen because I want you to receive it as a prophetic word to you. Now, the first part he says to me, it's a wrap. Write it down just like that. It's a wrap. In other words, he is wrapping it up.
Amen.
You know, whatever you believe in for, it's a wrap. Say it, it's a wrap. Yeah, no matter what, now no matter what you dealing with, no matter where you trying to go, huh? You have to know from this night forward. And you can understand that's the way God talk, and you got to be able to receive it. So the other words, I was riding my bike and praying in tongues, and he said, much love, much love. So when I about to leave out the office, he told me, says, that's what I want you to tell him. It's a wrap. Much love. It's a wrap. Much love. Now, we know from scriptures that love can't fail. Now, know this. The most powerful spiritual force above grace, above mercy, the most power above faith, above hope, the most powerful spiritual force of all the spiritual world is love. It's more powerful than everything.
Yes,
sir. The fruit of the Spirit can't operate without it.
Yes, sir.
The gifts of the Spirit cannot operate without it. Galatians 5, what, 5, 6 says, faith which worketh by love.
Yes, sir.
So I know what he want to do for you tonight. He want to wrap some things up for you. That maybe you only was trying to get by prayer and faith. And when you believe in God for something, the enemy is always going to give you a test. And love is the only thing that can pass the test. Are you following me? Now, I know I've missed it before. Have you missed it before? Yeah. He said trap for you. All right. So operating in the power of the much love anointing.
Wow.
I never heard that. And so, and then he gave me, I'm just telling you what he gave me in the spirit, then I start giving you some points, but he gave me this. I heard the word, I tried to spell it in praying in tongue, bangalangado. I said, what is that? I see sometime when I'm praying, a word keep coming up, the same word. Bing-a-lang-a-do. I say, I never heard that word before. And every time I pray in the spirit again, it came back up. Now, if you be, oh my. If you be patient, he'll tell you what he's talking about. All right? And so, here is the prophetical meaning of that. Many are about at this moment to come out of dilemmas that have been holding them back from their new seasons. Try to say the word, bing-a-lang-a-do. That's something. That's the Lord. I mean, it's prophetic. That's what he said. He says, tell them, many are about at this moment to come out of dilemmas that have been holding them back from new seasons I prepared for them. Fresh love will flow like rivers. Because fresh rains of love is falling on you now. Good God Almighty. Lift your hand and receive it. Say fresh rain of love is falling on me now. And it says, you are being empowered. I'm still saying what he said to you, with much love. So he said at the end of this thing, listen very carefully, your failing days are over if you continually remembering this day. This day right here. Your failing day. Because you see, every time you turn love on, you win. Now your flesh awkward with love. We're not talking about no sweetheart love. You know, it's a love in spite of. Now let's look at Romans chapter 5, and I'll begin to speak of other things to you and over you. For this is the impartation night. Hallelujah. Everybody got the victory tonight. Say, I have the victory. Because I'm walking in a love anointing. A much love anointing. In Romans 5, 1, I'm actually going down to the fifth verse, but I want you to see the traffic. There's traffic in the spirit. There's some traffic only love can get you out. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Yeah, that's traffic in the spirit. Therefore, being justified by faith, verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, when we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. My goodness. We glory in tribulation also. Yes. Now, that this statement sets you up from James chapter 1, you know. Count it all joy. Yes. When you fall in various trials and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patient. Let patient have a perfect work. But then it says in verse 5 of James 1 and 5, you might want to put a note down. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraid it not. So the test will come. Yes, sir. But prophetically, he's telling you how to walk over everyone. See, if you've tried to do it with faith, but faith can't fully work without love. So just because you go through something don't mean you're losing. Just because it seemed like something didn't work out, most of the time the Lord trying to take you somewhere else. He's trying to do something better for you. See, if you know that, you won't jump in panic. See, God always looking out for you when you fall in yourself. He's still looking out for you because he's a good God. Let me try to finish reading here now, because I want to read The third verse, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing, you see, that's important. Yeah, underline that word, knowing, because that word is used all over the Bible. Ignorance will make you fall out in a little hailstorm. Knowing that tribulation worketh patient, and patient experience. You got to have some experience and experience hope. But I think he wrap it up in the fifth verse now. Wrap it up. He says, and hope maketh what? Not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So I see operating in the power of the much love anointing. Now he said this to me, and I got to go slow tonight. This is the secret of unfolding all of the kingdom mysteries you need. Love unfold mysteries like nothing else. Yes, sir. But you got to operate in it. And he says, with that first statement, this is the secret of unfolding all of the kingdom mysteries that you need. Listen now, to maximize your life as a servant of God. To maximize your life in every area. At the same time, see, when you're walking in love, you're magnifying God and glorifying Jesus and permitting the Holy Spirit to edify the church. See, love it, because, you know, we're one church with many members, and sometimes things rub you wrong. But you see, nothing can rub love wrong. Love got an answer for everything. Yes, sir. I love you. And it makes some people mad. They can't get you stirred up. You say, okay, hallelujah. Say, what? But see, love will hold you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you listen to this, because if you don't listen to this, I can't go no further. Because I think this is so powerful that he said, love and limitations cannot stay in the same place. In other words, love takes all limits off. Limitation can't stay in the same place with love. So if there's a limited place in your life, put some more love in it. And it will remove that limitation. I promise you, it will remove that limitation. God's love persevere in every crisis. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, love is above the law. When a person's walking in love, the law can't touch him. Listen at this, and then I'll begin to show you some other things. The highest functioning in the spirit world, which caused all spiritual activities to be successful. That's what love is. Yeah. Yeah. So there's somewhere you're not succeeding, someone you're praying for, don't like you can get a breakthrough, just walk in love, watch what happens. When you operate in his love, you're releasing a power that the enemy will have no energy to contend with, no power to stop the manifestation of God's word. I'm going to give you that again. Y'all ain't receiving enough of me. These are some powerful stuff I'm saying here. And I need you to go over it, because it's no good if you don't apply. See, but some things, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. Some things need to change in your life tonight. See, don't set you up with a routine Bible study. Always in the spirit, be careful. You should watch out, because God, it might be something you've been praying for 27 years, and all of a sudden God say a word, say, what? That answer. Are you following me? Now, this is a powerful statement. When you're releasing love, or when you're walking in a much love anointing, you're releasing a power that the enemy will have no energy to contend with, nor the power to stop the manifestation. Look at 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, before I give you some principles. God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Huh? Look at that. Look at that Trinity now. See, watch the Bible. Watch the Bible in Trinity, and watch it in completion. A seven thing. Here's a Trinity. But of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. You see it? All right, you have that. Now, go over with me to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. And Matthew 22, 30. Verse 30, yeah. Hallelujah. There's something you got to see here and understand, come to grip with, that puts you in a position that no pandemic or nothing else is going to move you. You know you're covered. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because the whole world is in fear now.
Yes, sir.
But God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Huh?
Yes.
He promised to protect you.
Yes, sir.
And even if it comes, he still can protect you.
Yes.
You have to know that. You have to know that. Now religion will hold you back. Religion is a handicap for revelation. Rituals, routine. Now, how many minutes? About 20 minutes, the Lord will hit this place. I feel it all in my arm. And he ain't gonna do something when he gone. He ain't gonna do something to you. And it's not gonna be no overhaul job. He's gonna be fresh and new. Yeah, healing, signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. When you minister the word, they're all there. Why not? We can't have something tonight.
Hallelujah.
See, I expect great things. All right, now notice here in Matthew 22, Jesus deal with religion, the religious, two sets of religious people. And then the religious people try to sick a lawyer on him. You know, they think, the lawyer got his briefcase and all that. You know, he's going to talk to Jesus and got his suit on. Then he's going to talk to Jesus, so the lawyer's smart, you know. And he's full of intellect and he know how to win a case. So they put the lawyer on him. He wiped him out. Now, shoot your best shot, Satan, because, see, when you know how to function in love, the enemy is already defeated, but he just don't want you. He wants you to come out of love and try to use something else. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, look at 34's verse. 34's verse, I think. Yeah. 22:30. I went to 30. No, about 22:34. But when the Pharisees, that's religion, had heard that he had put the Sadducees, that's religion, to Solomon. That's what love do.
Yeah.
Put it in Solomon, man. You walk in love, you get your mind back. You get your thinking back. You see, you don't let nothing rush you when you're operating in love, because you know you're covered. I mean, it's the highest functioning in the spirit world. Love is. We don't preach enough about it. It's the highest function. In other words, faith, mercy, grace, all have to bow to love. For John 3:16, say, for God so loved the world, and he gave. Are you following me? Love give you something nobody else can give you, or nothing else can give you. Are you following me? But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to sorrow, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was their lawyer, oh, we got him now, got a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, now hear what the lawyer asks, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Now we're about to supersede the law. See, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, yes, and with all thy soul, yes, and with all thy mind. Yes. Now, when he said in Romans 5:5, I don't know if I got all the way there, hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, right? Yes. You see, we thought that it was our spirit. Our spirit is not giving us any trouble. Our spirit is a divine nature. Our spirit is God himself. Now you can grieve the Holy Ghost, quench the Holy Ghost, but your spirit is not giving you the problem. Your problem is the soul and the body. So the enemy for many years had the church stuck believing that their spirit was turning on them. But the divine nature would not turn on you. It's waiting on you. And so love is the master key for the divine nature to function. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Now he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all, look at the word, three times, all. See that? This is the first great commandment. And the second is, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now you see, a lot of times we miss that. We read that and say, you have to love your neighbor. No, you say you love yourself too. Some people don't even love themselves. I love me. You scared to say it? No, oh, somebody tell you you're selfish. No, you're stupid if you don't. I ain't gonna wait nobody else to love me. I'm gonna love myself. Huh? And the second is like unto thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And he says, now watch what he says in verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. That means everything in the spirit world. All right. Now, get ready to take these things down because I'm going to go a little faster. First of all, let's establish the fact God is love. That's powerful. You got 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, God is love. So when I'm operating in love, who am I? I'm operating in God. Huh? When my faith operating in love, my faith operating in God. Huh? Prayer. See, when my prayer is in love, I'm operating in God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. See? So you can have a whole lot of ramification, doing a whole lot of things, but you're not operating in love. The second chapter in the fifth verse, 1 John 2:5, I think it is. Sometimes I'm typing so fast. Not that I'm typing fast, I'm pecking fast. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. See, love stabilizes you. No matter what going on. See, during this time now, these people are talking about all kind of stuff. Something else coming. You got to be stabilized in love. You got to know God's going to take care of me. Everything happening now is happening on purpose. It's the fulfillment of the Bible. These people who think they just operate without God and think money is everything. You got a lot of money. That's not the answer, baby. No, hell. You better get out, get something so you won't go to hell. You need Jesus. So the greatest spiritual power that exists is love. Notice this now. Removing all negative fear and increasing the fear of the Lord. Negative fear, you're scared. But the fear of the Lord is reverential. You see, it's an honor. I honor the Lord. You honor the Lord when you operate in love. So removing all negative fear and increasing the fear of the Lord, reverence and honor for the Lord and giving him total respect at all times. Yes, sir. Gotcha. See, are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, you know, the Bible also tells us when we're talking about operating in this much love, it's a wrap. Much love. Now, I was amazed many years ago reading 1 Corinthians 13. You ever read that chapter?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see all the stuff that love outrate?
Yes, sir.
I mean, God, give your body to be born. Love greater than that.
Yeah.
Prophesy.
Yeah,
huh? Knowing all mysteries.
Yes,
that's what it says in the chapter. You see, you read it?
Yes, sir.
You say you're ready. You just told me you're ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about it now. Yeah. Yeah. Then he get down to the end of the chapter and he put it with two great things, faith and hope. But he said the greatest is love. Yeah. But I like what that 8 voice say. Look at the 8 voice. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. So that means you're not going to fail anymore. Not after tonight. Love never faileth. The God kind of love. The love that been shed, the love that been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. You packing.
Yes, I am.
Now you have to know it's a wrap. Because in every situation, I'm going to operate in much love. Sometime your faith keel over. Can't go no further. Because the Bible talk about faith failing. I paid for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. But it never talk about love failing. See? And so you have to understand, you got to put... like they would say, put two and two together. If something's not working, you don't have enough love in it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking about love that God gave you to do it with.
Yes, sir.
It's love that God have given you. You have a supernatural love on the inside of you as a child of God, and that's your greatest asset. And that about to change so many things for you, you're not going to be able to keep up with it. Love the Lord thy God, all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And everything else got to bow along. You will, he told me to tell you, you will never be made ashamed operating in much love. Never. It can't happen. That's Romans 5:5 again. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Don't ever come here without no shouting clothes. Everything that have a negative hold on your life is being destroyed now by the anointing of much love. Well, I got to say that again, little dude. You heard me. Ever the Lord told me to tell you, everything that have a negative hold on your life is being destroyed now by the anointing of much love. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Go ahead and destroy it then. I'm gonna let it go. Hallelujah. That means sickness, disease, lack, limitation. Yeah, you got to go. There in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, stand fast. See it?
Yes,
therefore in the liberty, wherein in Christ have made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Then he says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Don't try to go another way. For I testify again that every man that is circumcised, that he debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of none effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision of evidence day, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. Now you're dealing with a prophetic word. It's a rap. Much love. See, now, I'm telling you, when you're dealing with something, I want you to say those words. See, it's a rap. You see, I came out of the street. When you say it's a rap, I know what that means. It's over. Come on, talk to me. Somebody else been in the street. It's over. It's a rap. That's the way we talk. It's a rap. Yeah, and then God said that to me. God said it. Now, God said it. It's a rap. He said, tell them it's a wrap. So whatever you believing for, online, whatever you standing for, listen. The ministers who listening, the Lord says it's a wrap. The Holy Spirit, say the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
is revealing to us the secret of Jesus' ministry. Then John 15, verse 9. The secret of Jesus' ministry belonged to me, but I have to operate in love. See, that was the greatest secret of Jesus' ministry. People thought the greatest secret of Jesus' ministry was faith. Or some gift of the Spirit. No, the secret of his ministry was love. Because he knows the most powerful thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about mustered up love. I'm talking about letting God from this night forward pour it in you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about something you got to work up. I'm not even talking about something you got to pray about.
Come on.
You already got it.
Yes.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let it flow.
Let it flow.
What you worried about? They're acting up on the job? Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Money not right? Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Love win every case.
Yes.
It was Jesus' ministry. Every miracle Jesus performed. Every person Jesus ministered to, he was ministering out of the anointing. His highest anointing was love. See, he's not going to say it every time, but hear God. See, the Holy Spirit revealed to us things that our mind can't catch a hold on. Jesus' highest anointing was love. Now, what's good about it, he's given you the self-same privilege.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, he couldn't say it. The work I do, shall you do also in greater work than these, shall you do because I go to the Father. If I don't have his highest power. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a fact for a believer. Love is the truth.
Yes, sir.
That can keep setting you free.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, because if you go by thoughts and you go by feeling, and you go by mundane instruction, you're not going to be able to function in love. Now you write down John 15:9-14. They say you have the right to use the same secret. I remember as a Baptist boy preacher, turn to Galatians again, chapter 5. It took me a long time to find this out, what I'm about to show you. In Galatians 5:22, let's make this statement. Love is the root of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you don't know how to operate in love, you ain't gonna have no joy. Peace, 5:22, long-suffering. Boy, you need long-suffering in this world. Gentleness, you won't tear their head off, but gentleness, the Spirit of God will help you. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there's no law. You remember what he said? Love the Lord thy God, and it override the law and the prophet. You remember what we read back there in Matthew 22? Now, here's what I found out. Notice in verse 22. Now watch what, I'll trick you tonight. Watch what I'm about to say now. You better be paying attention. But the fruits of the Spirit. Nobody caught it. Who got it? All the rest came from love. So you see, if you try to operate in the other one, you try to operate in speaking in tongue and try to operate in, I bind you. See? But you got to have that love flowing. Huh? The fruit of the Spirit, singular. See, love is the fruit of the Spirit, and the rest of them come from love. Love is the root of all fruits. You see it? I love it. I don't have to go looking in many places. So the secret of Jesus' life and ministry is that he was love. He was a love carrier and a love releaser. Write that down. Love carrier. Make sure you're a love carrier. And I'm not talking about being weak. I'm not talking about letting nobody walk all over you. No, love is strong. Love leave. If I can't do nothing, if I can't love you, I'm love gone. I ain't calling for no separation and divorces. But sometimes you need to go. That's not for a preacher to tell you. Sometimes, but just shh. He was a love carrier. I want you to be a love carrier and a love releaser. Say, I'm a love carrier and a love releaser. See? How many of y'all get mad real quick? I know you'll sit there, nobody realizes. This is a lie. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie's so true. Huh? Get mad quick. Thank you, son. The rest of them say, oh, they'll never get mad at me. I love the Lord. I'm walking by faith. I'm shit. Y'all ain't fooling me. That's why I'm a human being, preaching to you. That's why Jesus had to become a man to understand what he was dealing with. Then nobody put their hand up. I don't get mad at me. Permitting, I think you want to write this down. Permitting the Holy Spirit to train you and ordain you in the wisdom of love. Yes, you want me to say that again? Yes. Permitting the Holy Spirit to train you and ordain you in the wisdom of love. I look at it, Lord. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Lord just called my attention to something. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2. Uh, I'll just start at verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now we're talking about love, the power of God tonight. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, matured, you see, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, love runs wisdom. You see, the Bible says God is love. Now, when you want to walk fully in God, I'm not talking about weakness. I'm not talking about taking everything. If you need to answer somebody back, go ahead and answer them back. Yeah. And I don't believe the Lord wants nobody to walk on. He ain't let nobody walk over him. But you got to permit the Holy Spirit to train you and ordain you in the wisdom of love. Now, you ready? Conquering every situation through the power of love. Conquering. Look in Romans 8:28, and we'll read a little bit in Romans 8, what I think is the life chapter, telling you how to flow in the Spirit. Romans 8:28 says, all, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. What? How many things?
All.
To them who are called according to his purpose. All things. Now notice down a little further. Hallelujah. Notice down in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution? Look at these things. Or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nobody said, as is written, for thy sake, we'll kill all the day long. We'll count it as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37. Hallelujah. How can you leave here tonight not knowing that you got the victory? He said, nay, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Love him back. He gave you love to love him back. Yes. And when you love him back, he put that conquering anointing on you. Yes. Love called you to wear a conquering anointing. Yes. Nobody can be conquered when they're wearing love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice now, verse 38. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, no power, quite a few things. No thing present, a thing to come. No height. No. Nothing. No height, no depth, nor any other creature. Now notice what he says here. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah.
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 You might want to use this one. Placing all your infirmities in the hands of love.
Wow.
If you got any.
Wow.
I say if you got any, maybe you don't have none. So
yes.
just don't skip that part and y'all go on to the next part, you know. But your infirmities, I know I got to put mine in his hand. And your love. And it's so powerful what God is saying to us. Mm-hmm. So love causes us to exchange fear. Uh-huh. There's a negative fear and there's a godly fear. That's reverence for God. See, you can't walk in reverence for God if you don't really love him. That's why Jesus said, love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Are you following me? Now listen, I'm closing, listen. Operating in the power of the much love anointing. I never heard that before. See, and you need to leave here, those of you here, those of you online, leave here with the intention of the Holy Spirit training you in that way. A much love anointing. Say it, much. It, you got it. You got it. And see, what the Lord doing tonight is pulling it out, because when you operate in that much love anointing, it's a wrap.
I got it. It's a wrap.
No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what nobody else saying, no matter how many are against you, no matter what the news media saying, no matter what the lawyer saying, no matter what the doctor saying, no matter what the scientists saying, no matter what the psychologists are saying. See, they took prayer out of school, but they can't take prayer out of you.
Yes.
I'm still going to talk with him.
Yes.
You don't mess with me, I talk to him under my breath. You don't even know I'm talking to him.
Yes.
But I'm going to make contact.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, love, this love I'm talking about, remove all fear. And it replaces it with power, love, and a sound mind. Because that's where fear work at, in your mind. Now, you got so much fear going on now. It's been going on for a year and something. Everybody's scared. And they make it worse. You know, they tell you something else coming. Huh? Y'all know y'all been through all this stuff that these people been doing and saying? Huh? What the 91st song? Read it over and over. Read it. I'll read it in the morning. I'll read it out loud to myself.
Yes, sir.
He gave an angel charge over me.
Yes.
It should not come near your dwelling. What? Why you think God knew stuff like this was going to come? But he wants you on the word. His word. So we being mindful here. You got to be mindful what you do. But by the same token, you can't be ignorant of the fact that God loves you.
Yes.
And God know how to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
In the throne room of God, there in Hebrews 12, they have something, 8 voices. One of the voice is the blood that speaketh better than that which of Abel.
Yes, sir.
The blood speaking now.
Yes, sir.
You have to know the blood speaking. I'm covered by the voice of the blood.
Yes, sir.
See, when things come on, tell it, shuko. When things try to come, pressure try to come. See, your natural mind will get caught in the trap. I saw I get the newspaper and read it sometime. I don't read it all the time, call it what on the front page. And then they come to my house, they got this big old python, I'm calling it right? Python snake on the front. I said, no, he ain't going to my house. He got loose, I heard he got loose in the shopping center, but he ain't getting loose in my house. There's certain things Smith worked with. I remember, I'm a close. I remember, Montreal, you better get out here. I remember Smith Wigglesworth. Who's that?
Dr. Semerol.
Yeah. Dr. Semerol had a chance to contact him, and he went to his house, and he had standing at the front door, and Smith looked, he had a newspaper. What you got in your hand there? He said, well, a newspaper, you can't come here with that. Put it out there. I don't want no bad news in my house. Then Dr. Semerol laid hand on Carolyn and I one time. I met him and he had heard about me and I knew him. But anyway, I was preaching out in Texas. Where I was in Florida? Where I was at? Texas. And Dr. Semerol said they got to the table to eat. And Smith prayed. And he said, he kept looking up. And he went on, and he went on, and he went on. I don't know how long he prayed. He said, man, that chicken getting cold. He said, but that's the way he was, the man staying in the presence of God. My spiritual father followed him, preached some of his messages. Kenneth Hagin, in studying behind him, I knew that he had preached some of Mr. Smith Wigglesworth. I read all of his books. hundreds, probably thousands of books I've read over the years preparing. I can tell you I have one of the, I guess my apostolic statement to the body of Christ is always keep searching because there's always more. God, He always, but every time I come here to minister to you, I spend hours and hours and hours in the presence of the Lord. And so I want you to benefit from it. And I want you to say it over when, you know, husband and wife, you're dealing with something and something trying to come against you, look at each other and say, it's a wrap. Say, the prophet told me it's a wrap. Because you heard from God. God says a wrap. Even what you're dealing with right now, whatever it is up in hell, it's a wrap. Other, it means that the Holy Ghost is wrapping it in the love of God, not looking at your mistakes, but looking, not looking at your membership, but looking at you as sons and daughters. It's a wrap, I tell you. All the other stuff they're talking about, all the stuff they're talking about coming, because you're a child of God, stay in the remnant. Since you stay in the remnant, God to take care of you, it's a wrap. How can you get disturbed? How can you not go to sleep knowing that God has sent a word to you? It is a wrap. Now, I tell you, I've got to close, but rest your nerve. If things don't look like they're going right, just stand up on your feet and say, it's a wrap. Now, everybody's not going to know. Everybody's not going to know what you're talking about, but you know what you're talking about because you got a prophetic word imparted to you in a time like this. Woo, we need a word like that. It's a wrap. I just want to ask you a question before I close. You think God can wrap it? David faced Goliath. He knew it was a wrap. He couldn't see no other way to do it but trust God. He said, you come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Yes. It's a wrap. See? Moses said to the Lord in Exodus, the Lord kept telling Moses he's going to send him somewhere. Moses said, who going with me? The Lord said, my presence going with you. Moses said, don't send me if your presence not gone. Then Moses got to ask God, let me see your glory. It's a wrap. Everybody on the side of my voice, I got a lot of people online, hundreds of people online in different countries, but everybody here and there on the side of my voice, that word is for you in a time like this. Yes. Any trouble start coming on your heart, they start saying a lot of stuff, you go ahead on, God gonna back it up, say, it's nothing from Leroy, it's a wrap. But you got to walk in much love. So, what I believe is that Satan can unwrap it if you don't walk in much love. That's why the two together. See, if you get in your stubbornness and get in your flesh, get in your own will, Satan can unwrap it. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Montreal. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.